Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media for the start of OTAs in Owings Mills.
Okay, good to see everybody. Appreciate everybody being here. Good second day to the OTAs. Had a lot of fun out here inside. Obviously, it's kind of a rainy day out there, you know. What do they say? May showers bring June flowers? Is that how it works? Oh, it's supposed to be May flowers and April showers. Okay, so we're just a little behind. But we had a lot of fun, and guys are working hard. I like where we're at, and looking forward to seeing where we're going. What questions do you have?
John, I know this is all voluntary, but, I mean, you had a pretty strong attendance out there. How does that help, do you think, having that amount good attendance this early in the offseason?
It's great. I mean, you know, coaches, we want to coach. We want players to be here. We talked about it today. We all know what we're here for, you know, and we have a mission that we're trying to accomplish, and to see the guys out there working as hard as they are and as hard as they have been means a lot. I love the way these guys work. I think they've been very intentional about every aspect of what we've done, every phase one, phase two, and now phase three. They've been very intentional about the big picture each phase. They've also been intentional about each play, each drill, each lift, trying to do everything they can to be as good as they can be.
Along those lines, obviously, Lamar, being one of them, and just the importance of, you know, when you get him out here this early in the process, I know it's a long ways off, but the start of the season, but when you get him, what does that speak to, just in terms of the importance?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same for all the players, you know, and obviously Lamar is our quarterback, you know, and he's our guy, you know, and I've said it many times, I think he's the best in football, so... he works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way he threw the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready. You know, he's ready to get going. And had a heck of a day today. And, you know, just keep building on it for tomorrow. But I think what you saw today with him is probably indicative of everybody. And they all get to that point in their way. But they're all there and they're all working. And that's what we like to see.
Job with Trent Simpson. What did you tell him he needed to work on during the offseason?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a young player for sure, Mike, so there's not any one thing I think any player needs to work on. But for Trent, it's going to be just processing the game, you know, at the position. So that's a function of study for sure, but just also reps and confidence and learning the defense, understand what the offense is trying to do. Then when you get out there, processing the game, you know, reacting and, I guess, putting that physical ability, which is so prolific, you know, putting it to good use.
John, you guys added DeAndre Hopkins to the offense this year. What have you seen from him? And what kind of, like, we've seen you bring in some of these veteran guys like him and OBJ in the past. What are you looking for out of DeAndre this year?
Well, I mean, you know, DeAndre for us is going to be a – first of all, I think he's a heck of a football player, and, you know, he's – obviously, you saw him today, right? He's a gifted guy, talented guy. But he's going to be a big body contested catch receiver for us, you know, certainly. He's moving great. Plus, he brings all that experience. He's been in the big games before. He's made plays in the big games. He knows how to make plays. It's not going to be any situation. It's going to be too big for him. But, you know, I just thought he and Lamar looked really good today out there together, and it was nice to see.
Hey, Coach. You also added Cooper Rush. What do you see him, how do you see that advantage of in this quarterback?
He's looked good. I mean, he's been out here. He's been learning the offense. You know, he's picking it up from scratch for him. It's all new, all the terminology and everything, and he's been working really, really hard at it, and I think he's pretty much, you know, on his way to getting it down. Processing all the pre-snap stuff well, which is hard in the new offense, and then he just gets the ball out really quick. I mean, the passing game, that ball, he makes decisions, boom, the ball's out. You know, he's a quick decision maker. It's what he's always been, and we see it out here.
John, just seeing Malachi, you know, first time out there with the guys, you know, just yeah.
I think he's doing a good job. You know, I don't think he's really flashed yet because he's just trying to be in the right spot right now and make the right call. The safeties have a lot of communication, but I haven't seen him make a mistake yet with the communication. He looks really good as an athlete. And, you know, with our Darius' situation, it's a lot on his plate right now, so – he's going to have to step up, but that's why we drafted him in the first round.
Coach, with Keaton Mitchell, another year removed from his knee injury, looks like he's got his burst out there. What do you see from him?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I saw the burst. He ran the little double move rail route, made a beautiful catch over his shoulder. It looked like he had the speed and then just the ability to adjust and track and just not have any. You know, last year you could tell he was thinking through the knee a little bit, it seemed like. I haven't seen any of that so far this spring, so it's good to see.
John, have you the schedules out? Do you have a better idea of whether you're going to do practices this summer?
Yes. We're looking at the Colts and the Commanders probably for the joint practices. We just got to get the details worked out, but those are the ones we're trying to set up right now.
So just be one with Colts?
One day apiece. One day with the Colts, one day with the Commanders.
That would be, I guess, pretty early because you guys don't play them in the preseason game.
Who? We play them the first preseason game. Yeah. We play, unless, has that not been announced, the preseason schedule?
Yeah.
We play the Colts, we play the Cowboys, we play the Commanders. So it'd be Colts with a practice, Cowboys no practice, Commanders with a practice.
John, the last time we spoke to you, Justin Tucker was on this team, and that move has been made. I know some time has passed, mm-hmm. but just from your perspective, that roster move, were you involved in that decision, and what was that decision-making process like?
It was a complex decision-making process, and you know, I'm a part of it. Eric, Sashi, Ozzy, Steve is a big part of those kind of decisions. I mean, you're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game. You know, and like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to. In the end, it all backs up. It all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready and we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And that was the move that we decided to make. So in that sense, it's a football decision, you know. And now we have to spend all of our focus and our time to get these kickers ready. And we've got a competition going on and get those guys ready to go make kicks. So that's all I'm thinking about. Like from my perspective, it's like we got to have a kicker out there making kicks. You know, and what's the best way to get that done?
When you said it was a football kick today, was that just the planned rotation? Or
yeah, Tyler kicked yesterday.
Okay.
So they're kicking every other day. Yeah. So you'll see Tyler kick tomorrow.
When you said it was a football-related decision, I guess there was a lot of people not clear on it because the guy hasn't kicked in a while. So how can you judge it as a football decision when, you know, the last time he kicked was January, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I just think it's like I just said, it's many-layered decision. You know, if it was just a black-and-white simple thing, then it would be easy to understand. But I think anybody can look at the whole thing in perspective and say, okay, we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And there's a whole lot of moving parts to that deal, you know. And it's just the reality of it. And you're faced with that. So as an organization, we made a statement about it. I thought it was really accurate. Sashi did a good job with that and thought it through, and that's where we're at.
Any surprise the NFL hasn't announced anything?
I don't even think about that. Like, I don't even know. We're just trying to get the guys ready for practice and have a good practice.
John Jenkins still to be a Raven, or did some fall through there?
No, we got to have a roster spot. So we're just waiting for the roster spot for Michael Pierce to post June 1, then we'll get John in here next week.
John, Adisa Isaac and TJ Tampa both missed part of the spring and summer last year. What are you looking to see out of them with a full, healthy offseason this year?
I'm looking for those guys to step up and be big factors in our team. I mean, I expect both those guys to not just compete for playing time, but possibly even compete to be starters. I mean, that would be the goal. That's what they want, and they should be in the mix for that.
John, with Isaiah Likely, I mean, we've seen him flash many times throughout the season. What would you like to see him as he keeps progressing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I want him to see be all pro, you know. That'd be my goal for him, and he's capable of it.
John, with Tyler Lucas, it's been so much time that you have had with Tucker. You know him as a player. You have that confidence in him. How do you feel about this process of now kind of redoing that all over again with a different player?
How do I feel about it? I don't really have a feeling about it. I just want to make sure we get it right, you know, and work hard at it, really.
John, is there any kind of risk knowing that, you know, you guys have Super Bowl aspirations and having a kicker that could be very young? I mean, is there a risk involved with having a young kicker with a championship-caliber team?
There's a lot of risks in life, you know. There's a risk you get in your car, you'd be driving home in this rain, you know. I want you to be very careful. It's going to be risky out there on that road.
John, one more D-Hop question. Wide receivers on this team have been great run blockers, particularly the last few years, Tyler Wallace and others. And I just want to know, with a player like him who's been a great run blocker in the past, he's kind of declined a little bit of, as his career has gone on. How much do you want him to be a leader in that regard?
Well, I saw him out here today, got one, and he came back with a big smile on his face. We threw something over there on the left sideline, and he locked. I think it was TJ Tampa. I think he maybe got him locked up in a block, took a little pride in it. So I would expect that to continue to be a big part of his game.
We do two more for Coach.
We saw Christina Toppe develop into a double-digit sack guy. What is, I guess, is the next step for him, and what has it been like to see him develop it in the way that he has?
I'm just really happy with Adafe right now in terms of, like, what he's done in the last 3 months. You saw him out there, right? I mean, how's he look to you? He looks good. He's put on probably 12 or 15 pounds of muscle. He's worked really hard. He's just very determined to be really great. Again, I mean, my goal for him is to be all pro. You know, go be the best. Be the best in the business. And that's tough because there's a lot of good players playing his position. But that's the way he sees himself, and let's go for it. Is this one of the two, or is this the one this is going to be?
Do you see him being more like a speed to power guy with that added muscle? Or what?
Yeah, I can see him being, if you want to call it that, a more direct rusher. Yeah, use power, use bowl a little bit more, sure.
John, we haven't had a chance to ask you, I don't think, about Ardarius. What's the sort of prognosis with him?
Yeah.
Does he have a chance to play this year?
Right. Ardarius had the torn Achilles. It was a clean tear, if you want to call it that. So it's one of those ones that heals. It's the more quick healing version. Ardarius tells me he'll be back in November. So, you know, he's always been a quick healer. I'm looking at November, December in my mind. So, yes, we're counting on him being back. But it's, you know, I mean, it's speculation. But nobody's going to work harder. He got back from the foot last time really quick. So, he's become a really good player. Like, I must say, a great player. He's really become a great player. Nobody deserves opportunity and success more than Ardarius Washington. And nobody's going to fight harder for it. So, yeah, I'm counting on him getting back.
You didn't see Falele or Woozie out there
any? Yeah, Woozie was sick. Falele is working on just some physical things. He'll be out there soon, working super hard, very determined, wants to be out there. So he'll be out there soon.
One last question for Coach next time because of you.
All right, thanks, guys.